This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is on his 8th computer coding tour since he took office in 2015. The tour included a stop at Elkins High School yesterday morning, where he heard from the robotics team and students taking computer science classes.
This is an example of a school that has a computer science teacher. They've got a number of students that are taking computer science, and those numbers are growing. But I want to encourage the other students that you need to think about this, because there's over 2,200 jobs in Arkansas right now in the computing field that are unfilled, that start at an average of $60,000.
In 2015, at the urging of the governor, the Arkansas legislature passed a bill requiring all high schools in the state to offer computer science courses. The governor says at that time there were fewer than 1,000 students taking those types of classes.
And now we've gone from 1,000 to 4,000 to 6,000 last year, and I thought surely we've topped off. But now, this year, we went up to 8,000 students, a 30% increase in the number of students taking computer science just in the last year. And because we've integrated it into our lower grades, the lower grades are going to be moving into high school, and they're going to be demanding more sophisticated courses, more computer languages to be taught.
Governor Hutchinson says schools and teachers need to be prepared for that. That's why the state offers professional development courses over the summer and provides a stipend to teachers who teach computer science and get certified in the subject.
And so there's some incentives there, as well as to the students. And so if they do on their AP computer science exam a 4 or 5, you get an extra bonus for that. So we're really trying to incentivize both teachers and students to look at computer science and realize how important that is for our economy.
And the governor says it's important to incentivize teachers and students in both large schools as well as the smaller rural ones, which the governor says he's experienced firsthand having attended Gravette Grade School.
And I know that small schools can sometimes be neglected, but the students there are entitled to just as great an education as anyone else in Arkansas. So it's a fundamental principle. But also, the smaller schools have some additional challenges. And so, and sometimes the students don't think they can compete. And so it's really exciting to see the success of some of these smaller schools in the field like computer science. They have some outstanding students. They have some great teachers.
Aside from well-paying jobs, the governor says a computer science-based workforce is important to companies like Walmart, J.B. Hunt, and Tyson.
These are logistics companies. They need coders, and if we're going to supply the workforce that they need, we need to produce that talent. Otherwise, we lose some of their online services to another part of the country.
The governor says a talented workforce is also necessary to keep and attract more startup companies that help diversify Arkansas's economy.